Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, Episode 13. Heather Wells and the Single Mom Blog present Single Mom Success, the place for single moms to find support, inspiration, and the path to their own success. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It also happens to be the weekend after Mother's Day, which is our day, ladies, to celebrate. Or just nap or sleep in or do something nice for ourselves, or maybe our kids did something nice for us. For most of us, that just because it's Mother's Day doesn't mean we get to take the day off, unfortunately. It's one of those things about being a single parent. There really is no vacation day most of the time. You're still on call. You're still there doing the mom thing. So it's not often where you get to have a day where you get to kick your feet up and not do a lot. So, you know, for most of us, it wasn't, you know, totally a, you know, that picture perfect day that you see where, you know, mom gets to sleep in and she gets to go to the spa and, you know, everything is, you know, just roses. Sometimes it's messy, sometimes it's not pretty, but it's always still our day, and it's still nice to feel, you know, loved and appreciated a little bit extra on that day. Hopefully that's what happened for you. I wanted to, speaking of not, it's not always being roses, I'll share a story with you from, a couple of years back. My daughter, and this was actually, I think it was actually last year. Yeah, it was last year. So last year, my daughter had, she had figured out how our Keurig coffee maker, I have one of those Keurig coffee makers where you just put the little pod in and you close it and you push the button and it makes the coffee, which is really the only reason why at 7 years old I was okay with her using it, because it was, she didn't have to pour the coffee. I didn't have to worry about her, you know, spilling. Her brothers, you know, can monitor her as well. And she really enjoys doing it because she can make me a cup of coffee, and she thinks that that's like the coolest thing to be able to do to help me. So I woke up last Mother's Day, and my kids came in, and they're like, and it was funny because they were trying to let me sleep in, and in trying to let me sleep in, they actually woke me up because I, apparently there was some issue. They had all woke up, and there was some issue going on, and it started to escalate. I don't even remember what it was about, but it was something very small and something very silly, which is usually how most of the arguments begin, right? Over something very silly. And it was between my son Gage and my daughter, which is usually where a lot of the arguments start. And my son Connor, who is always the voice of reason, who's always the one trying to say, like, guys, come on, please don't fight. Let's not ruin this day. You know, hey, it's Mother's Day. Come on, guys. You know, he's always the one trying to come in and keep the peace, you know, and make everything nice. He'll tell the kids, he's like, come on, guys, let's not make mom go crazy. But it was so funny because I started to hear that little, you know, dissonance coming from downstairs. And as moms, we're sort of hardwired to, like, hear that, and we wake up. You know, I always tell people, it's funny, I can sleep through almost anything except something that has to do with my kids. If it's my kids, like when my boys were toddlers and they would wake up in the morning, I would wake up the second I heard them walk into my room because I could hear their diapers when they walk. Like, I could hear that little swish, 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 swish sound that their diapers would make when they walked. So, and just that small sound, I was instantly awake because I'm like, what are they doing? You know, I was like, where somebody's walking, somebody's mobile, and they're toddlers. So where are they going? What are they doing? So I immediately kind of woke up when I heard this sort of beginning rumblings, And bless his heart, my son Connor was trying so hard, and finally he just lost it. He's like, "Guys, shut up!" Like, as loud as he could. He's like, "Shut up! You're gonna wake up Mom and you're gonna ruin our Mother's Day!" And it was so, I just started laughing hysterically because he was trying so hard not to wake me up. And if I hadn't have already been awake, that would have definitely done it. It would have definitely woke me up. So I just started laughing and laughing. And so they came upstairs and my son was apologizing. He's like, "I'm sorry, Mom. I was trying to keep him quiet." I'm like, "You know, it's not a big deal. It's okay." And they said, "But you have to stay in bed because we have a surprise for you." And I said, "Okay, great, no problem." So I stayed in bed, and this is where the coffee maker comes back around, because there was a point to that. So my daughter brought me up coffee, and she brought me the coffee and set it on my side table, and the boys brought me a bowl of Lucky Charms for breakfast. And now, I haven't had Lucky Charms since I was a kid, and it just is something that it's sad actually, because I think as we've grown up, I realize that I've become more and more adult, because the thought of eating some of the cereals that my kids eat just almost makes my teeth ache. Like, I just like, I'm sitting here going, I don't know how you consume like that much sugar in one bowl at a time. Or, you know, I don't understand, like, I can't eat those things anymore. But they had brought me this bowl of fruit of Lucky Charms, and I said, "Okay, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you." And I started to eat the Lucky Charms, and you know, it was, I have to admit though, it was really good. I definitely couldn't do it every single day, but I kind of remembered now. I was like, I started eating and I was like, "Okay, I remember why I dug this. I couldn't eat it every day like they do, but it was good." But the funny thing is that my daughter, she's like, "Mom, are you going to drink your coffee?" I said, "Yeah." And the second I picked it up and went to bring it to my face, like, I got a whiff of it. And I knew something was kind of amiss with the coffee. I didn't quite know what it was, but it smelled really sweet. And I thought, okay, she must have put a lot of creamer or sugar in this or something. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to take a sip. I took a sip and it took everything I had not to spit it right back out. And I swallowed it and I said, "Baby, what is in this?" And she said, "It's the coffee and the creamer." And she's like, "And then I put some honey in it to make it sweet." And I said, "Okay. And the honey and coffee thing, you know, that might not have been as bad, but," I said, "which coffee pod did you use?" And she goes, "Well, the one that was pink." And I said, "Oh, honey," I was like, "Oh, sweetheart," I said, "that's raspberry tea." It's raspberry iced tea that you can make in the Keurig. It's not coffee. So here I had hot raspberry iced tea with coffee, creamer, and honey in it. And she, bless her heart, she felt so bad. She's like, "I'm so sorry." I was like, "It's okay, sweetheart. It's not a problem. You didn't know. And it's okay." I said, "What's really sweet to me is that you tried. You tried to bring me a cup of coffee, and I love that you did that." And it was so nice. So I thought I'd share that because that was my humorous Mother's Day story from last year. This year, my kids, you know, my daughter was with her dad until first thing in the morning because it was his weekend with her. And so he brought her first thing in the morning, and she made me this really cool sun catcher and a cute little card. And then we went to breakfast, and the kids asked, because they don't have their own money right now, so they asked if they could have some money and go to the dollar store and pick me out some presents. And I said, "Sure." So they went to the dollar store all by themselves, and I waited next door at the coffee shop. And they brought me some little silk purple flowers, and they brought me a purple sort of fan, which is very pretty, and candy. They brought me a lot of candy. And I said, oh, you guys got me candy. And my son goes, well, yeah, mom, isn't it your cheat day? Like, you can eat whatever you want. You don't have to diet. And I'm like, yes, son, thank you. It is, in fact, my cheat day. So, it was just neat that they were very thoughtful, and everything they got me was purple, so that's my favorite color. So it was really sweet, and it's nice to see them sort of trying to come up with and getting, you know, good ideas and just being very thoughtful with what they're getting me, because it, you know, as kids, I think I remember a time my son buying me like some very strange like little pig doll, and it was just sort of whatever they thought was cute and they picked up, you know, when they were little, because that's how they work. It's like, oh, that's cute, I like it, mom will like it too, and they get it for you. Whereas opposed to when they're older, they're being more thoughtful of what would mom like, what are mom's favorite colors, what are the things that mom enjoys, you know. And so it was really nice to see that. And they also got me this awesome card, which I'll read for you, because it's so cool that they picked this out all by themselves without any help, which this, I think, I love more than anything that they got me, because it shows me that my kids are super awesome and they have this amazing sense of humor, which I'm hoping that they get from me. I'm hoping that I'm passing that on to them, because it's really important for me. I think humor can get you through almost anything. Being able to laugh is really important in this world. You know, you may have crappy things going on, you may have horrible things going on or bad times, or you may be depressed or bummed out, or things might not be going the way that you are, but if you can find something to find humor in that, find something to laugh at, find something to, it lifts your spirits, you know, when you're down and out. If you can laugh and find some humor somewhere, it helps. It really, really does. And so I really want to make sure that my children have that sense of humor and the ability to laugh at the world. And, you know, things may go wrong, but if you can find something that makes you laugh, it can't all be bad. There's a way to kind of lift your spirits. So they bought me this card. It says, Mom, you're sweet, kind, charming, thoughtful, and smart. You obviously take after your children. Happy Mother's Day. And then they tell me how much I am the number one mom in the world. And if they had the money, they would buy me 2 pygmy hippos just to show me how much they care about me. Pygmy hippos are my favorite animals. If you've never seen a pygmy hippo, look it up. They are the cutest thing ever. They are so cute. They're these little, tiny, miniature hippopotamuses. They're endangered species, so it's not like you can own one as a pet, unfortunately, and I don't even know if it'd be legal to own one, but if it were, I would have one, I swear. They are the cutest thing ever. And when they get big, they're like the size of a very large dog, right? But they're so cute. They're so cute. So look it up. They're so cute if you've never seen one. I love them. I just want to squish them. And hippos are my favorite animal, so pygmy hippos are just like that extra layer of cute on top of the hippo that I love. So, but that was very thoughtful of them, and it was very funny. I thought it was really, really cute. So I was very proud of how well they did thinking about things that I would like and coming up with a card that would make me laugh, that they knew I would find humor in and that they found humor in. So it was very, very cool. So I hope that you had a wonderful Mother's Day and that it was full of just amazing times with your children. So that being said, it does sort of bleed into today's topic, which is, it's about happiness. It's like being happy. And it seems that, you know, as single moms, it is definitely, we have our share of crap that we go through. We really, really do. And it's doubly difficult sometimes because it feels like we're going through it all by ourselves. And that sometimes makes it even harder because we are going through something and feeling like we have to do it by ourselves. We have to struggle and we have to bear it all on our own. It makes it even harder. And one of my favorite quotes that I have many that I love. I find them, I put them up, I make little images of them and I put them on my Pinterest and I print them out, put them on my walls, because it's always nice to have reminders. So if you don't do something like that, I know it seems kind of silly sometimes for people. You know, it seems like, you know, having those daily affirmations, you are a beautiful flower. And, you know, it's not exactly like that. It's more of an inspiration. You know, having little inspirations around you is not a bad thing, right? It's sometimes you can be having the worst day ever, and you look at something that you posted on your fridge, and it can help you with your mindset. It might help you shift your mindset. It might remind you of a way for you to improve your situation, or at least make you smile, right? And so I like having those things kind of around to help me. And again, it's not like an affirmation. It's not to make me feel better about myself necessarily. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, I'm a big, big believer in affirmations and you know, giving yourself, you know, that boost that you need. So it's not that those are bad things, because they're not. But mine are a little different. None of them are really like affirmations where I need to stop and tell myself, you know, you are a beautiful flower and you need to, you know, open yourself up to the sun, you know, whatever it is. It's more of kind of just really inspirational quotes, things that make me go, yep, I have to remember that. I have to remember that. So the one that I have that I really like is, happiness is about having the right frame of mind, not the right circumstances. So I'll say that again. Happiness is about having the right frame of mind, not the right circumstances. And basically what that means to me is, happiness is something that you can create for yourself, right? That happiness is not something that's going to come to you when everything falls into place necessarily, right? You've read stories and you hear tell about people who, you know, some of the happiest and most content people in the world are the people who have nothing. The people who have very little, right? But they are happy. They are happy people. They are inspirational people. They are good-hearted people. I saw a video the other day of a gentleman who was doing sort of a social experiment, I guess, where he gave a homeless man $100, and then he followed him because he wanted to see how this man spent the money, right? He was trying to see what happens when I give this man $100. So first he gave the guy $100, and he's like, no, man, are you serious? I can't take that from you. I can't do that. And the guy's like, no, I insist. Please take it. And the guy was like, wow. He's like, I'm going to cry. This is so great. And he gave him a hug, and he's like, no worries, man. And he left. And then he followed this homeless man who was on the side of the street, you know, begging for change. He followed him, and he watched him walk into a liquor store and watched him walk back out with a bag of stuff and put it in his bag. And then he continued to follow him, and he watched this homeless gentleman go to this park, and he came up to several other homeless people, a couple of homeless ladies, a homeless family, and he gave them stuff, like food. He was giving them food and sandwiches and things like that. And the guy who was doing the experiment ran over, and I want to say hi to you. He goes, I want to bring you over here. He goes, I was following you because I wanted to see how you spent this money. He goes, and I got to be honest, he goes, I want to apologize because I made assumptions. He goes, I saw you go into the liquor store. And the guy goes, oh, you thought I was just going to get blasted and wasted, right? He's going to use the money and just get drunk. And he goes, yeah, I saw you go into that liquor store. And he goes, no, he goes, I like to give to other people because it's important. He's like, and you don't know them? He goes, no, I don't know these people. So a homeless man who had nothing was given a gift, and he chose to help other people. And, you know, he then went on to explain how he was only homeless because of a bad set of circumstances that happened. You know, he was helping his mom out, and she passed away, and then, you know, a bunch of bad, you know, just a bunch of unfortunate circumstances happened to him, and he seemed like a really, really decent guy. But he was very positive. Like, he's like, you know, he goes, I feel that it's important, you know, for me to make sure that I can help others too, because not all of us are out here because we're drug addicts or we're alcoholics or, you know, we're bad people. We just have had bad things happen to us, and it's unfortunate. And so, you know, things like that really, they make me stop and think, and, you know, and this has become a really important topic to me because I've been kind of going through the last couple of days, just, you know, things haven't been great. They haven't been wonderful. You know, finances are tight right now, because business is slow. And, you know, anytime that happens, it adds stress, right? We all know that. Anytime money gets tight, you get stressed because you've got bills to pay. You've got children to take care of. You got to put food on the table, like, and you are doing it alone, and that stress, right? It's very stressful, and it's really easy to let that make you feel bad about yourself and, you know, get down about your situation and start kind of talking yourself down. Like, you're talking poorly to yourself. You tell yourself, you know, I'm a loser. I'm a failure. I can't believe I'm doing this. I should be doing better for my children. I should be doing more for my family. You know, things should be better. And it can, you know, kind of turn inward, and you can beat yourself up about it. It can also go outward. You know, you could beat up other people in your life about it. It could be your ex's fault. It could be your parents' fault. It could be your boyfriend's fault. It could be your kid's fault. Like, and none of that is productive. None of it is productive. None of it is going to help you. And it's a really miserable feeling if you stop and really examine it. And if you think about it, it's a horrible feeling. I hate feeling like that. And I typically don't use the word hate very often. I think it's a very strong word, but I do. I hate feeling that way. I would much rather be happy. And so that quote, happiness is about having the right frame of mind, not the right circumstances, is a very important one for me, because my circumstances, if I allow my circumstances to dictate my mood, then I am always kind of a slave to that, right? My mood and the way I feel about myself and my life will always be dictated by my circumstances. And that gives away a certain amount of the power that I have as a person. And I hate doing that. I don't like giving away any power that I have. There are very few things in this world that I can control. And me, I am one of those things. Like, I am the one thing that I can control, right? I can control how I speak. I can control how I think. I can control what I do. I can control, for the better part, how I feel, right? And so if I allow everything that's going wrong or everything that's going bad or whatever the case may be to be the deciding factor on how I feel about myself, who I am, where I'm going, then I am allowing that to control me. And you hear all the time about people who say, you know, some of the richest people in the world, like I said before, some of the richest people in the world have nothing because they have a really good attitude. They have a good belief structure. They have a good family. They have solid friends and they feel okay. They may not be where they want to be in life. I mean, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not saying that, you know, you should just settle for, you know, whatever you get. I'm not saying don't have goals. I'm not saying don't have vision. I'm not saying don't have aspirations. And I'm not telling you not to work hard to get those things that you want in your life. What I mean is that do not letting whether you do or do not get those things control whether you're happy, right? If I had $1 million tomorrow, I mean, it would be great. A lot of stress would be lifted. You know, I'd be able to get a house. I'd be able to pay off debt, right? Like, that would be awesome. And for a time, it would definitely improve my mood because I wouldn't have the stress. But having all of that money wouldn't be what makes me happy. Happiness comes from me being with my kids. My daughter telling me this morning, "Mom, I want to hurry up and get ready for school so I can have extra time to cuddle with you before I leave." Like, oh my gosh, that makes me all warm and fuzzy. Like, that's the best feeling ever. That is what makes me happy, right? So it's really, you know, like I said, about having that right frame of mind, deciding that you're going to be happy, right? And sometimes it is hard. Sometimes it's really hard to get out of that funk. If you have that, if you're in that funk and you're just, you know, you just can't get out of it. And I've had those days. there are many times I've had those days where I'm like, I am just in a really crappy, funky mood and I can't dig myself out of it, right? So here's a couple of things that you can do. If you ever find that you are sort of in that blah state or that blah mood, to try and kind of bring you back into a better, more positive mindset, right? Because that's really what it's about. I've said it a lot of times. I tell my children all the time. There are many, many times that no matter what's going on in my life, I choose to be happy, right? There are people that want to bring me down. There are people that deliberately want to try and cause problems. There are people who make me angry. There are people that make me sad. There are circumstances that come up that make me upset, angry, sad, depressed, whatever the case may be. And I have to stop and remember and kind of remind myself that I choose to be happy. I choose to not allow the circumstances that are in my life right now to cause me pain, to cause me to be unhappy with who I am or what I'm doing. And again, like I said, I'm not perfect by any means. I'm not, you know, this happy-go-lucky person all the time. I have days where I feel absolutely crappy. Everybody's going to. But it's when you allow that to take over your entire world, your entire mindset, your entire feeling of yourself and your life, right? That's when it becomes a problem. That's when you get drugged down. So when you start feeling some of those things, here's, you know, a couple of things that you can do. You know, one of the things that I definitely love is music. Music is very, very powerful. So some days when I'm just feeling blah, I find some really happy pop dance music. I mean, there's times when I'm jamming to like the 80s music, which is like, you know, can't get more bubblegum pop than some of the stuff that came out from there. And sometimes all it takes is that one song that you remember from when you were a kid and you start dancing around like a fool in the middle of your living room, and who cares, right? And sometimes that's all it takes to kind of pop you back into a better frame of mind. So listen to music. I mean, music is, it's definitely something it can help you heal. It improves your mood. You can, you know, take you back to a better time. You know, there's all sorts of great things that come with music. If you have pets, giving your pets a love. You know, I think someone said that it's actually been proven medically somewhere. I'm sure there's some article, but I just vaguely remember seeing it at some point in my life, that petting a dog or petting a cat or loving on an animal for 15 minutes increases like the serotonin or dopamine or something in your brain that helps improve your mood, right? So if you have a pet, love on the pet. Cuddle with the pet. Give them love. Go play, you know? Things like that. Go fetch, play fetch with the dog. You know, whatever makes you happy. Going for a walk. Sometimes your mood is sort of linked to your location. And what I mean by that is, if you're in your house and you're currently unhappy because, or upset or sad because, you know, the bills are overdue and you're feeling really bad about yourself and, you know, the house is dirty, and it's sort of like a domino effect. The second you start feeling bad about one thing, you continue to notice more things that make you feel bad about yourself, right? Like, you know, yesterday, was a good day because it was Mother's Day, but like I said, the last couple of days things have been a little stressful. So I was feeling kind of down about that, and then I walked through my house and I'm like, oh my god, the floor is dirty. I'm doing such a bad job taking care of my house. Oh my god, there's so much laundry, and I'm doing such a bad job keeping up on my laundry, and the dishes need to be done, and I'm not doing what I need to do. Now, mind you, it was Mother's Day, and I had deliberately made the mental note of, it's Mother's Day, so I'm not going to do these things. These things will still be here tomorrow, but because it's Mother's Day, I am taking a break from doing these things. This is my day to do whatever I want, and I choose to not do these things because I don't want to do them today. So I had decided I wasn't going to do these things, but I still caught myself like beating myself up because I wasn't doing them, right? Because I'm stressed. And so I was just sort of letting this whole, it became a snowball effect. One thing after another, making me feel worse and worse and worse. even though it had been my choice not to do those things, right? So sometimes taking a walk is good because, and it doesn't have to be for exercise or a power walk or anything like that, just changing your location and going somewhere else. And, you know, when I walk, I can kind of clear my head. I try really hard. I make it a deliberate process to not think about what's going on back where I left, like from my house. I left all my crap at the door. And when I walked out, and it's hard because I think as moms and as women, we constantly have like 8 million things going through our head. It's almost, I don't think I've ever talked to a woman who doesn't say, yeah, I'm always thinking about this or that, or, you know, it's almost a constant. I've always got something going on in my head, right? Did I do the laundry? Oh, did I forget Johnny's permission slip? And oh, tomorrow I have to do this thing and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a constant feed, right, of activity in our heads. And so I try and really make a conscious effort to just pay attention to where I'm walking. Not thinking, not in my own head. I get out of my own head and I just look while I'm walking. I look at the trees and I watch the squirrels and I see if I can find flowers and I breathe, you know, and I become very present where I'm at. And I try really hard not to let that feed go in through my head, because it's sort of like you're taking the stress with you. The whole point of going for the walk and changing the location is to step away from it and get out of that space and kind of give your brain a chance to sort of reset itself. So I love doing that. Sometimes, and it's not always possible, it's not always feasible. Sometimes it's great to take a nap. And again, like I said, it may not be feasible, it may not be doable, okay? Because not everybody, you know, some people have little ones that don't take naps, which sucks. That was like the worst day of my life. I exaggerate, it wasn't the worst day of my life, but it was a sad day when my daughter decided she was not going to nap anymore. You know, and it became more of a fight than anything to get her to go down for a nap. I miss naps. I miss nap days. So some people, you know, depending on the age of your child, napping is not doable. But if you can nap, I highly recommend it. Sometimes it's good to just rest and reset and recharge and give yourself that, you know, hour, half hour to just stop thinking and reset yourself, recharge. One of the other things that I do every so often, because it is necessary, is cry. There are days where I feel just blah for whatever reason, and I will watch something very sad, come up with a scenario in my head that makes me really sad, that makes me cry, because I don't do it often, and sometimes you just need that release. Sometimes it just helps you get rid of it. And crying, you know, crying releases pain, and it releases anguish, and it's cleansing almost. And, you know, a lot of us as single moms, I think because we have to be the tough person, we have to be the warrior, we have to stand up and take care of it all. And we feel like we have the weight of the world on our shoulders, and we take that because we have to. And we just keep moving forward. We just keep doing, no matter what, we keep going. And a lot of times we never take the time to release the pain and the frustration that can bring. And it's necessary, because you can't keep everything in all the time. It's not good for you, right? So there are times where I've had days where I'm like, okay, I am in a funk today, and so I'm going to put in a really, really sad movie, or I'm going to listen to the song that I know always sets me off, and I'm going to get a good cry in, and I'm going to get it out of my system. And then tomorrow, I will start over. Tomorrow will be a new day. And it is. It's cathartic, almost. It just, it does. It sort of, you get to get it out, and it helps. So I know it sounds kind of weird, maybe to some of you, but it does help. And sometimes you just need to do it. You know, I've had times where I've been crying and just really, really sad, and my kids are like, "Mom, what's wrong? Why are you so sad?" And it's like, you know what, honey? I'm just having a sad day. There's no real reason for it. I'm just having a day where I just feel blah, and I feel sad, and it'll be okay. I'm okay, you know? And they understand it. I said, you know, there are sometimes, do you ever have days where you just feel sad and you just want to cry? And, you know, they understand it. They're like, yeah. And I said, okay, well, mommy's having one of those days now too. And it'll be okay. And I'll be okay tomorrow, right? You guys are okay after your sad days, and I'll be okay after my sad day. And sometimes it's just necessary to be able to do that. And one of the other major, major important things, and this is one of the last ones that I'm going to mention, there's a lot of different things that you can do to really help yourself and kind of bring yourself back into a good frame of mind. But one is cultivating gratitude. Cultivating gratitude, practicing genuine gratitude on a daily basis is so, so important. And I know that that sounds kind of, you know, potentially, woo, you know, a little bit woo, to some people, but it is. It is so important to remember to be thankful and grateful and show gratitude for the things in your life that you do have. And I think that it becomes really hard. It's not an easy process sometimes, especially when things are going so wrong. Right, when things are going just crappy and they are so wrong, it is sometimes very, very difficult to find anything to be thankful for and grateful for. But it is very important, because I guarantee you that you have something to be thankful and grateful for. Everybody does. Everybody does. And it's so easy to get bogged down under all of the bad crap that you forget that there is good in your life. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of take that turn where they, you know, start forgetting that happiness is about having the right frame of mind, but not the right circumstances, because they are basing their happiness on their circumstance, and their current circumstance is one that's not that great, right? And they forget that there are so many things in their lives that they have to be thankful for, that they have to be grateful for. On a daily basis, I, you know, and I'll either say it in my head or sometimes I'll say it out loud, you know, I will every single day say, you know, thank you. I am grateful for the wonderful life I have. I am grateful for my beautiful children. I am grateful for our health. I am grateful for the home that we live in, because not everybody has a home to live in. I am grateful for the opportunities that I've had in my life. I am grateful for all of the wonderful things that I have in my life right now. And it is so important to remember those things, because it is really easy to forget. It is really easy to forget all of the good, amazing things that you have in your life when things are going wrong. It really is. And if you can every single day remember everything that you have to feel, you know, grateful for, it does. It makes you feel better, and it makes those things that are stressing you out not as unmanageable, not as bad. I mean, I'm not saying they disappear, but you start to remember and you put yourself in a better mindset of abundance, because you have so much, and and it could be little. There are little things that we take for granted every single day. I am grateful and thankful that my daughter gave me a hug today. I am grateful for my daughter's love and presence in my life. And that you may think it's little, but really, if you think about it, it is amazingly huge. It is one of the biggest things in this world. It is wonderful, and it makes you feel good. And that is where it is so important to remember to have that gratitude, that appreciation of all of the blessings that you have, because you do have them, no matter what. And when you start remembering those things and you continue to cultivate that gratitude, it does help with that happiness. Because again, happiness is about having the right frame of mind, not the right circumstances. And I think that that's where all of those people who they may not have a lot, but they are happy. And some of the people who are the wealthiest people in the world have everything and they're miserable. Right? They have everything. They could buy and sell things over and over and over again. They have nothing to want for, but they are miserable, horrible, awful people. Right? So again, it's very important to keep that in mind. So if ever you get to a point where you start feeling that, and that's why I said this was really important for me to put out there, because I had been having a rough couple of days with the stress of everything that's been going on. Definitely, definitely stressful. And I was kind of feeling myself kind of slide into that funk. And it, like I said, everybody does it. It happens to everyone. But there are always ways to get out of it. And I hope that, you know, the few that I found, and these may or may not work for you, but you need to find something that will work for you. Maybe you go to the park and run. Maybe you're a person who likes to run. Me personally, I hate running. I only run when chased. And it depends on who's chasing me. If I think I can take you, I'm not running. but I don't like running, so it's not my style. But some people, that's how they clear their head, right? That's how they get in a better frame of mind. If you're a runner, go run. You know, if you are somebody who feels happiness when they cook, go cook something. Go bake. Make cookies. I don't know anybody that can be unhappy with cookies. Fresh baked cookies are the best thing ever. Right? So do that. Make yourself some cupcakes. Bake a cake for yourself for no other reason than to just bake a cake. Make yourself happy. Woohoo. You know, whatever it is that you need to do to really help you kind of with that mind shift, that's what you need to do. And again, it's going to be different for everybody. Not everybody's, you know, my little happy places are not going to be your happy places, right? Go find a happy place. Whatever is going to help kind of get you out of that funk, whatever you need to do. It could be something silly. Like I said, there are days I crank up 80s music and I dance like a fool in the middle of my living room because that's what it takes to get me in a better mindset. If anybody saw me, I'd probably be completely mortified, but, you know, that's what curtains are for. but again, those are the things that it's really important to be able to put yourself in that right frame of mind, because that's where your happiness is going to come from. It doesn't come from things. It doesn't come from possessions. It doesn't come from circumstances. It comes from inside you. And that's where the biggest, biggest, biggest change has to happen to help you cultivate that happiness and cultivate that just sense of well-being. It needs to come from you. It can't come from anybody else. It can't come from another person. I know many, many, many people who their sense of happiness is deeply rooted in another individual. And I'm not talking about your kids, because your kids, that's just kind of, your kids are always going to be a source of happiness for you, hopefully. But another individual, like a man or a woman or a boyfriend or a mother or whatever, their sense of happiness is deeply rooted in another individual. And when that individual is not giving them what they need to make them happy, then their whole life comes crashing down. Or if that individual leaves or is no longer with them, their whole life comes crashing down and they don't know how to function. And that's not healthy. That's a big, big codependency issue. You need to be able to find these things within yourself, because that's, you know, it's sort of that whole, you know, no matter where you go, there you are. That's pretty much it. No matter where you go in life, no matter what happens, you're the one that you have to take with you. Right? You can move, you can relocate, you could get a different boyfriend, you get to get a different girlfriend, you can get married, you can get divorced, whatever the case may be, your circumstances are not going to be what makes you happy. It's you. Right? Now, if you realize that your circumstances need to change in order for you to find that happiness, then that's great, but you still have to find it within yourself. Like, you know, I understand if you're in a certain circumstance, you know, like an abusive relationship or something like that, and you need to leave that circumstance to, you know, to be safe and to be happy, that is one thing. But at the same time, you still also have to find that within yourself. Like, I think, you know, anybody who's ever been that I've known that has been in an abusive situation and has left, it wasn't just the fact that they had to find that shift inside themselves first before they could leave, right? They had to realize and change something inside themselves and have that mind shift in order to get to the point where they left, right? And so it, one does definitely have something to do with the other, but it does require that I have to make this decision. I have to change this in my head and in my heart. What's keeping me here, right? In order to leave. And so it is, it's so important to have a good mindset and, you know, just that internal feeling about yourself. So I hope that this was helpful, and I hope that, you know, it inspired anybody out there who ever goes through any of those funk days where you just feel crappy, right? Or if you're struggling right now, I really hope this was inspirational and it gave you some ideas to help you with any circumstances that you're struggling with right now. I would love to hear any feedback that you guys have. What do you guys do to improve your mood when you find that you're in a funk? What do? Where do you go? Who do you talk to? Do you go see your mom? Do you go see your Nana? Do you take your kids to the park and watch them play and that improves your mood? Like, what helps you when you are feeling kind of down and out? How do you change your mindset and have that right frame of mind? Please share with us. We love getting comments. I love seeing, you know, when people give us some feedback. And once again, I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you real soon. You've been listening to the Single Mom Podcast, the place to go for support, encouragement, and maybe a few laughs along the way. Please also make sure you head on over to the Single Mom blog for more great stuff for single moms. We have resources, free things to print out, great articles. Can't wait to see you there. Be sure to leave feedback and comments because we love hearing from other single moms. And if you like this podcast, please be sure to subscribe.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.